Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Apulian Experience Podcast, otherwise known as the Italian Apulian Experience Podcast. And you can find out all the information on the previous three episodes if you log on to www.apulianexperience.com. This week, we will be talking about everybody's favorite subject, red wine. So we will start the most famous red wine of Italy. The grape most associated with southern Italy and which is well known around the world is the Primitivo. This is an ancient grape variety that has been used to make wines since the Roman times. Even the name Primitivo means both primitive and first. I have sampled, in the name of research, many bottles of Primitivo wine over the last few years. Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're good, and sometimes they're just okay. So that you don't make the same mistake as me, I'd like to ask Emilio what people should look for on the label to ensure that they get a decent bottle of Primitivo wine. Emilio, hello and welcome.
Hello to everybody. Today I like this wonderful world wine. Okay, before to start this new episode, I want to tell you that it's not easy to give an answer to this question, and because Primitivo, of course, is the most common wine in Puglia, the most famous wine as well. But before to start to answer, I like to tell you something that happened to me just 2 weeks ago. I was working in a big market in Ostuni, in our town, and on the wine shelf I saw some bottles of Primitivo, and the price was €2 and half. And I told them how it is possible to find some wine like this. Cheap, really cheap. And I started to check the label of the wine. Everything was written in English, not in Italian. And at the end of the label, it was written, produced in Abruzzo.
Abruzzo? Abruzzo, that's not Puglia.
Near Pescara.
Wow.
And Primitivo is an indigenous wine, it's an autochthon wine. It means that it can't be produced in another region of Italy. It was strange for me. And this is just to tell you that it is really, really important to understand which kind of Primitivo we are going to drink and which one we have to choose on a market or in a winery or in another place. Of course, it can't be written produced in Abruzzo instead of Puglia. This is clear, I think. Okay, before to start, I like also to tell you that we can't talk about Primitivo like a unique variety of wine, because in Puglia we have two different kind of Primitivo. One is the most famous, of course, Primitivo from Manduria. Manduria is a city in the province of Taranto. The other one is Primitivo from Gioia del Colle. Gioia del Colle is a wonderful town in the province of Bari. And when we have to ask a glass or a bottle of Primitivo, we have to specify which one we want, because they are completely different one each other. Of course, when we check the label in order to understand a good Primitivo, we have to find on the label the production place. It means that on the same place, they have to harvest the grape, they have to make the wine, and they have also to put the cork and the label on the same place. This, of course, it is one of the first things to check on the label. And the other things is just to try to understand how many bottles they produce. Because, in my opinion, the small companies are for sure better than the big companies. This is also really important. This information maybe we can find on the web, not on the label of wine. I can tell you also that there are almost 50 different winemakers of Primitivo, winery, 30 they produce Primitivo from Manduria, and less or more 10-12 they produce Primitivo from Gioia del Colle. This is just to give you some numbers about the Primitivo. And I want also to add something about what you can check on the label. You have to check also the alcohol content, that can't be less than 14 degrees, the alcohol content. And also you can check, for example, the name of the winemaker. Should be written Cantina and then the name of the winemaker. This is really, really, really important. You can find also some denomination, we used to call in Italy, like the DOC denomination. It means denomination of Czech origin. This can be an extra help to you in order to understand that the winemaker is respecting some strictly laws for how to produce.
That's great information. So now you guys know what to look for to make sure that you don't get lumbered with a mediocre bottle, I should say, because you drink enough mediocre wine in other parts of the world, and you certainly don't want to be doing that when you're here in Apulia. Now, I mentioned earlier that for research purposes only, you understand, I have drunk many, many bottles of Primitivo. I've also tried, for purposes of comparison, many other red wines. And I think, on balance, that my favourite wine is made with a grape called Negro Amaro, which is less famous around the world, but very, very easily found here in Apulia. Not quite as common as Primitivo, but certainly most restaurants and bars would have a selection of Negro Amaro red wines available for you to try. Emilio, what are the main differences in flavour, etc., between the Primitivo wines and Negro Amaro wines?
Okay, I can tell you that Primitivo and Negro Amaro are two different varieties of grape, but similar one each other. Of course, Primitivo is, as I told you, the most famous and also the oldest one. The Romans made wine with Primitivo grapes. We are talking about 2,000-2,500 years old when they start. Negro Amaro is the younger, we can tell like this. For sure, Primitivo is stronger than Negro Amaro. It is a really fruity and full body wine. Also, I can tell you that the Primitivo is really persistent in the mouth. If you want to make a test, let's drink a glass of Primitivo, and you should count how many seconds you continue to feel the taste of the wine in your mouth. This is really important. You can feel for another 6-7 seconds after you drink. And then I can tell you that the pairing of Primitivo can be with game, with very important meat like our local lamb, or for example with our caciocavallo cheese, is our seasoned cheese that you can find here in Puglia. If I have to think about the Negro Amaro, I can tell you that of course it is lighter than Primitivo. It is fruity as well, but there is less sugar. You can feel more freshness when you drink the Negro Amaro wine, and also is a little bit bitter instead of this sugar that you can feel when you drink Primitivo. But I can tell you also a secret: sometimes the Primitivo wine is not natural sweet. Sometimes there is some winemaker that, in order to sell a huge amount of bottles to, for example, the foreign market, they decided to add a little bit of sugar when they make the wine. This is the reason why also sometimes Primitivo is sweeter than the Negro Amaro, of course. And the main difference is this one, that for sure Negro Amaro is lighter and bitter, a little bit bitter, not too sweet. If I have to tell you something also about how to pair the pairing of the Negro Amaro, I can tell you that Negro Amaro is perfect with our local and traditional horse steak. And for example, with our wonderful meatballs in tomato sauce, and with some pasta dressed with, for example, the white lamb ragù. All of these are a typical recipe from our region.
Okay, so Primitivo, very fruity. Emilio was explaining Negramaro as being bitter. In my experience, I think we mean it's got more of a savoury finish to it. It's some people, I would recommend, if you're the kind of person who likes a big cream gatto, then you'll probably prefer a Primitivo. If you're the kind of person who after a meal orders cheese and biscuits and some crackers, then I, in my opinion, you may prefer the Negramaro. It's lighter, also, which means you can drink more of it, I think, which is always a good thing. Emilio, let me ask you another question. There is another, again, slightly lighter red that I have discovered, and it's called, I have to take a deep breath for this, Susumaniello. I've had a few bottles, and I really enjoyed them. But then afterwards, somebody told me in Italian, and I'm not sure if I understood correctly, but they told me that this Susumaniello red wine was made from donkey's milk. Is that correct?
From donkey's milk? This is the first time that I hear something like that. Anyway, the Susumaniello grape is an ancient variety of grape that was completely disappeared. You can find in different parts of our region, in Salento Peninsula, but in Adrian Valley as well. And they rediscovered this variety less or more 20 years ago. What is really interesting and funny is the meaning of this word, Susumaniello, because the meaning is loaded as a donkey.
Ah, donkey!
Yes, not the milk of the donkey, loaded as a donkey.
Maybe I misunderstood because the guy was talking to me in Italian and we were both very drunk.
I think it can be, because Susumaniello for sure is an easy drinking wine. It's an easy going wine, like this. You can drink two, three bottles, you don't feel that you are drinking, but at least you will be drunk as well. That's the problem. I was telling you that Susumaniello meaning is loaded as a donkey. Why? Because if you have a look, for example, to the Susumaniello vineyards, in our countryside, you can see that each plant is plenty, is full of grapes. And after the harvest, you can have a high level of the productivity of wine. It means that you can have a huge amount of wine from the grapes. I can tell you also that it is, you can pair Susumaniello, for example, with some pasta, you don't need meat, or white meat, chicken with milk, something like that, or with our traditional pasta, with vegetables, because as you know, Gary, in Puglia, we have all the different kinds of vegetables to dress our pasta.
Yeah. In the last episode, when we were speaking about our wonderful white wines, we spoke about I Pastini Winery. Now, this cantina, I think we explained last time, is a beautiful, beautiful place near the hilltop town of Locco Rotondo. I Pastini, the actual winery, is just down in the valley at the bottom of the hill on which Locco Rotondo stands, which means that this cantina is inland. But one of the wines they produce, the Susumaniello that we were talking about before the break, is one of the wines that they make at I Pastini. However, they don't grow their Susumaniello grapes here on site at the actual winery. To the south, right on the coast, they have another vineyard, which is where they grow their Susumaniello grapes. Emilio, why do they do this and what benefits does it give to the grape?
Okay. Just I like to remind that I Pastini is the location of our wine tour that we provide in Adrian Valley. This is really important to know and to understand. The reason why the Susumaniello grape are very close to the seaside, to our coast, is because we need different weather and different soil and different conditions in order to grow white grapes and red grapes. For all the other white wines of the Italian Valley, it needs 300 meters, it needs the hill, not less than 300 meters. But for the Susmanello grapes, we need, of course, a land near the coast for the weather, because it needs hot weather, sun, of course, and the salty air that you can find only near our coast. And this is really important in order to have a great bottle of Susmanello.
So we've covered three so far of the most common or popular varieties, the Primitivo, Negramaro, and Susmanello. However, there are others. You're never short of choice here in Puglia for a good red wine. There are two other grapes I've started looking out for, because in my experience they've never let me down, these two. They're like good mates who are always got your back. The first one is the Nero di Troia, and the second one is Salice Salentino. These are two reds that you see in bars and restaurants, etc., etc. And every single time I've had one or other of these wines, I've always been very, very happy after finishing the bottle. Emilio, what's your opinion of the Nero di Troia and the Salice Salentino?
I want to tell you, first I want to tell you that I like both. The Nero di Troia is an ancient variety of grape, and if we translate Nero di Troia, the meaning is black. This is because the grape is really, really dark. Troia is the name of a very old Roman town. It means that also this variety of grape was used by the Romans time in order to make wine. This is really easy to drink, Nero di Troia, and they cultivated the vineyards in the province of Foggia or Bari. It means on the northern part of the Puglia. I think that Nero di Troia is also the best wine to lay down. Because you can drink a bottle of Nero di Troia also after 20, 30 years without any problem. This is really important if you like to drink aged wine.
Would it get better the longer you keep it?
Yeah, it can be better. What is really important is the way how to keep, because the wine should be in contact during the time with the cork. And this is the first law to respect if you want to keep the wine longer than 1 year, for sure. Salice Salentino comes from the Salento Peninsula. We are talking about the province of Lecce, the same region of the Negramaro and Primitivo. And instead of the Nero di Troia, that the best solution can be 100% grape Nero di Troia, Salice Salentino is a blended wine. Comes from 75-90% of Negramaro grape, and the rest, the other part, the 10%, can be another local variety of wine, like our Malvasia Nera or something. What is really important is that the base of the Salice Salentino should be not less than 75% of Negramaro grape. I can tell you that Salice Salentino, we can find two different options of Salice Salentino. We have the regular one and Salice Salentino Riserva. I suggest to choose to drink a bottle of Salice Salentino Riserva, because Salice Salentino Riserva is made by the grape coming from the old vineyards that can be 40, 50 years old. And for sure the quality of the Salice Salentino Riserva is better than the Salice Salentino, regular Salice Salentino. But I can tell you also that you can find a very nice bottle of Salice Salentino for 10-12 euros, no more. This is in Puglia, in Italy. that we don't pay extra taxes for the alcoholic beverages, like in the other countries.
Okay, thanks, Emilio. Well, while Emilio was telling you just now about the Nero di Troia and Salice Salentino, I've realized that purely by chance, in this episode, we've pretty much covered indigenous grape varieties from every corner and every region of Puglia. We started with the Primitivo, which is out on the, predominantly grown out on the east coast, near to Taranto and Gioia del Colle, etc. We then spoke about the Negramaro and Susumaniello, which are from the east coast. We spoke about Nero di Troia, which is again on the east coast, but right up in the north part of Puglia. And then Salice Salentino, which is again on the east coast, but way down in Lecce. Puglia is a very, very big region. If you look at the map, it's very, very long, and it can take... How long would you think, Emilio, if we had to drive, for example, from Foggia right down to Lecce? Four hours drive?
Yeah, that's or more. It can take four or five hours.
It can take 4 or 5 hours to drive from the north of Puglia to the south of Puglia. It's a big, big, old, long region. And like I say, purely by chance, we've selected our five grapes that we like best, and we've covered pretty much the whole of the region of Puglia. So let me give you a very quick recap on the grape varieties for you to look out for. So get your pen, your little wine book that we spoke about last time, and just make a note of Primitivo, which is the same as primitive, but with an O on the end of it instead of an E. Negramaro, N-E-G-R-O-A-M-A-R-O, Negramaro, that's my favourite. Then Susumaniello, S-U-S-U-M-A-N-I-E-L-L-O, Susumaniello. Then, the one that Emilia suggested you, if you wanted to age or keep one for a special occasion in the future, Nero di Troia, N-E-R-O-D-D-I-T-R-O-I-A, Nero di Troia. And finally, there's the Salice Salentino, S-A-L-I-C-E, S-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-O, Salice Salentino. Those are the five great varieties. You will really be pleased, and you certainly won't be disappointed if you follow the little bit of friendly advice that we have been giving you over this episode. I have one very important question for my good friend Emilio, and this might... He might not want to commit to this, but let me ask him anyway, and we'll see what happens. Emilio, I want to ask you a question about your private personal life. When you eventually decide to get married to the girl of your dreams, and she takes you home to meet your new father-in-law for the first time, which wine will you take for him as a gift? And explain why you choose that wine, please.
Okay, Gary, this is really a funny question. I think before to decide which wine I can give him as a gift, it depends if he agrees or not.
I'm sure he'll be over the moon with his daughter's choice.
I can tell you that for sure the first option is a must of the Apulian wine, and the name is ES from a winemaker called Gianfranco Fino. This is a Primitivo of Manduria, really special, and I can tell you that this wine for 3 years won the awards like the best red Italian wine. Taking in consideration three different classifications, one is wine spectator, the other one is Veronelli, and then there is also Michelin classification. For 3 years, he won the first place, the award as the best red Italian wines. And this is a must for me.
Can you explain what's it called? ES.
ES.
These are the letters, the letter E and yes. The letter S.
E and F. Then for sure another very, very nice option can be another primitive of Manduria called Morella. This is a little winery. They produce a quantity of wine 10,000 bottles per year. And this is also really, really, really good. The alcohol content should be 16 if not. Then we have to change wine, of course, and I can tell you that, of course, one of my favorite Primitivo di Gioia is the Polvanera 17. The name 17 means that this wine has 17 alcohol content.
Wow!
Yes!
Powerful stuff!
I know the owner of this wonderful winery, and I can tell you that they do a great job because they select the grape from old vineyards, 56 years old, and they make this wonderful Primitivo di Gioia. There is also a difference between Primitivo di Manduria and Primitivo di Gioia, because, for example, for this Primitivo, they don't use any barrels in order to age the wine, but they just keep the Polvanera 17 bottles of wine underground, because there is a very lime soil. They just make a cave, they just build a cave, and they keep for 2 years the bottles there in order to relax, because also the wine needs to relax, in order to age the wine for 2 years in the bottle and not in the barrels, the wood barrels, like the Primitivo di Manduria. For sure, another option is my favorite Salice Salentino, called Le Mani del Sud, and the winemaker is Apollonio. There are two brothers that they have a wonderful winery in the Salento Peninsula, and they make this wonderful. Of course, also I hope that my father-in-law will not like all this wine, because like this I can drink not less than one of these bottles.
Okay, thanks, Emilio. So, as is typical here, I asked Emilio one question and I got four or five answers. However, each one of those answers is some very, very juicy, good information for you guys. We'd really love to see you here in Puglia when COVID is finally done. We're here waiting. The bottles of wine at Polvanera, for example, are sitting in their little cave waiting for you guys to come. Just to finish off talking about the wine, Polvanera, Emilio mentioned they make a range of wine. Polvanera is a very interesting winery, which the name Polva means dust, Nera means black, so black dust, and it kind of reflects the darkness of the caves and the gritty nature and flavour of the wine that they produce. Very, very fantastic and a great experience. So we hope we've given you a really great selection of red wines to try when you come, and there is nothing that Emilio or I would like better than to join you around a table or in a field or standing under a lemon tree, cracking open 1, 2, 3, 4, however many bottles it takes, of these wonderful, wonderful red wines that we have. So, thanks once again for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this episode, please make sure that you let us know. Send us a message. Tell us about your experience with Pugliesi red wines. But also, more importantly, tell your friends. Get everyone involved. Let's get our message out there. And let's get people back here to Puglia to enjoy their holidays. Next week, we're going to move away from alcohol, which will be a little bit distressing for us, but we need to talk about something very, very dear to the Pugliese people and to Italian people in general, and that is pasta. You guys need to know what we're here to tell you. So tune in next time for what's new in the world of pasta. Between now and then, thanks for listening, share the podcast, and tune in to www.apulianexperience.com. All the information on the tours and experiences and excursions that we have available for you. Ciao for now, Emilio.
Ciao, and cheers to everybody, of course.